This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. health officials say that while the Omicron variant of the coronavirus is rapidly spreading throughout the country, early indications suggest it may be less dangerous than the Delta, which continues to drive a surge of hospitalizations. U.S. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told CNN's State of the Union that scientists need more information before drawing conclusions about Omicron severity. Reports from South Africa, where it emerged, is becoming the dominant strain, suggest that hospitalization rates have not increased alarmingly. Fauci said the Biden administration is considering lifting travel restrictions against non-citizens entering the United States from several African countries. They were imposed as the Omicron variant exploded in the region. A Norwegian cruise line ship with at least 10 passengers and crew members infected with COVID-19 has docked in New Orleans. Local news outlets confirmed the Norwegian breakaway had arrived in the city. The Louisiana Department of Health said in a late statement that over the past week, the ship made stops in Belize, Honduras, and Mexico. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Sunday voiced hope for quick approval of the country's Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine by the World Health Organization, saying the move is essential to expand its global supplies. Speaking during a video call with the president of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, Putin said receiving the WHO's vetting is necessary to spread the Russian vaccine more broadly around the world, including free supplies. The Russian leader also urged and argued that WHO's approval should open the door for Russians and others who've had the Sputnik V vaccine to travel more freely around the world. This is VOA News. The Biden administration has plenty of options to make good on its pledge to hit Russia financially if President Vladimir Putin sends troops into Ukraine. Financial experts and former diplomats say the possibilities range from sanctions hitting Putin's associates to cutting Russia off from the financial system known as SWIFT that sends money flowing around the world. The United States and European allies have made no public mention of any plans to respond militarily if Russia invades Ukraine. Instead, the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has promised high-impact economic measures. Rescuers continue sifting through smoldering debris and thick mud in search of survivors a day after the highest volcano on Hava Island erupted with fury, killing at least 14 people with searing gas and ash. The Mount Sumeru in the district in East Hava province spewed thick columns of ash more than 12,000 meters into the sky in a sudden eruption Saturday triggered by heavy rains. Villages and nearby towns were blanketed and several hamlets buried under tons of mud from volcanic debris. Authorities warned the thousands of people who fled the volcano's wrath not to return during Sunday's full activity, but some were desperate to check on livestock and possessions left behind. In several areas, everything from the thinnest tree branch to couches and chairs inside homes was caked with ash. The long-delayed resumption of nuclear talks with Iran has gotten off to a rough start. Iran has been digging in, and its negotiating partners are openly voicing frustration and pessimism. The U.S., European nations, and even Iran's ally Russia have raised concerns about Iran's seriousness. The talks aim to revive a 2015 deal that limited Iran's nuclear program in exchange for relief from economic sanctions. Israel is not part of the talks, but has a stake in the outcome. The Israel Prime Minister Naftali Bennett on Sunday said Iran must pay a price for its nuclear activities. Pope Francis has offered comfort to migrants at a refugee camp on the Greek island of Lesbos. He blasted what he said is the indifference and self-interest shown by Europe that condemns to death those on the fringes. Francis visited the camp, a cluster of white UN containers on the edge of the sea, lined by barbed wire fencing and draped with laundry hanging outside. It was Francis' second trip to Lesbos in 5 years. More at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.